Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered sons of light, Hebrew Israelites. And we're here to minister to our nation. And when I say our nation, I mean the 12 tribes of Israel. And when I say the 12 tribes, I'm speaking of Latino Americans, Afro Americans, and Native Americans. And we do this every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We had a little trouble today. Sorry, we was running a little late. Systems was acting up, but we here. So I want to first thank the Divine Heavenly Forefather and thank Messiah and our Earthly Mother for giving us this platform again. I also want to say a special thanks for the Heavenly Father for helping our brother Yaquab to have a speedy recovery too, because our brother was sick and the Divine Heavenly Forefather answered our prayer. And I just want to thank him for answering our prayer and helping our brother to, you know, to come back and to start ministering again. And this brother is ministering under fire. So he came back ministering stronger than ever. So I just want to thank the Divine Heavenly Father for that. And also I want to mention some of the ministries that we do have. And we have a bookbinding ministry. We have also a food ministry, which is named after my mother, the Sandra Johnston Food Pantry. We also have my brother Yaquab does a blog talk radio show, and he does that on, he also do a video. He does that on Tuesday evening specific time. He does also a blog talk on Wednesday and Friday Pacific time. And we do our blog talk radio show on Sundays at 11 o'clock. My brother, Adir Bay Israel, and myself, Rodolph Bay Israel. And also my brother, Yaquab, has several different books, The Illicit God, and several other books that you can find at our website, which is HebrewIsraelites.com. upperroomisraelites.com, and that's upperroomisraelites.com. So you can find all of that information, Pow Talk, my brother's videos, my brother Adir videos, which he does on Saturday. You can find all of that at our website at theupperroomisraelites.com. Now, being though all that said, brother.
Hold up one second, brother. Mm-hmm. I also want to add, we want to thank, we apologize for being late today, but I also want to add, like my brother said earlier, we want to give all glory and praise to the Eternal Heavenly Father, Eternal Virgin Light, for blessing our brother Yaquab, that he's able to be back up on his feet with a speedy recovery and to do the work in the will of the Eternal Heavenly Father and Eternal Virgin Light pleasing unto him. And we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Eternal Virgin Light, for blessing our brother to get back on his feet, because we want to acknowledge the works of our blessed Eternal Heavenly Father, Eternal Virgin Light, for blessing and answering our prayers for our brother to be back on his feet once again. So I'm going to turn the mic back over to my brother, Rodolph.
Right. I mean, it's very important that, you know, that our brother is healthy and in good spirits and able to minister, because he does a heck of a ministry, you know, and he just don't minister just to our nation, but he minister to each other. So, you know, we miss him in that aspect too. So we want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father and Messiah and the Earthly Mother for giving him the wherewithal to come back to minister. Now, being through all that said, our title today is Messiah left a blueprint for light, brother. So what do I mean by Messiah left a blueprint? You know, when Messiah was on this earth, he did a lot of things that was left for us to follow in his footsteps.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and we see the different things. I mean, he did many things. But I'm just going to, the way I'm going to do this show today is I'm going to take us into the things Messiah did for Light Brothers to copy in his, and then I'm going to show you the importance of us doing that so you can see where Light Brothers' future is going to be. And before I go on that, I do want to acknowledge we do have a phone number you can call in, which is 845-261-9966. Again, 845-261-9966. And feel free to call. Now, so I want to take us to Mark 2:17. Again, that's Mark 2:17. And listen what this reads. It says, when Messiah heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick, I came not to call righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, why did I read that? Now, it says, they that are sick, Messiah. See, here's a blueprint number one, should I say. He said he didn't call to come. He didn't call the righteous. He came for the sick. Now, when I read that, it's specifically talking about Light Brother in our nation. We the sick. You see, we was the sick. You see, so Messiah came for our nation to help us. You see, this is what he was called for, to help us, Light Brethren, and our nation. We were the sick. You see, that's one blueprint that Messiah has given us to do. And today, that's why we do our ministry.
Right.
We're looking for Light Brethren.
Right.
We're looking for those, you know, we consider that sick because they don't know they're Light Brothers.
Right.
You see, so this is why we ministering to our nation, brother. You see, looking for Light Brothers that don't know they Light Brother, reaching out, trying to every day, you know, find our Light Brother. Blueprint number one.
Right. And what he's saying is the position is the job that the Shekinah put on Light Brother. And that's what we're doing. Like I said, we're following Messiah's footsteps and we ministering to the brothers who are sick. Meaning, when they say sick, they don't mean a physical sick. They're talking about a spiritual sickness where you do not hearken to the words and hear or see the light, the words that's written within the words of the Bible. Because when you read the Bible as a regular Christian, you just read the Bible in the physical context and you take it literally. But it's a spiritual aspect to it too. And that's basically what my brother's saying. Only the physician, which is the Holy Spirit, that is on Light Brothers, can help you overstand that spiritual word, that hidden manner, Revelation 2:17, what my brother basically is talking about.
Right, brother, exactly. You know, the hidden manner, you know, which can only be revealed to you through the Shekinah, which is referred as the Spirit, you see. So, again, I'm going to go to another blueprint Messiah left. John 18:37. It reads, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? And Messiah answered, thou sayest that I'm born. For this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
Right.
Now, you see,
exactly.
Again,
exactly.
Another blueprint
right.
that Messiah left for right. us. He said, he told you, he came into this world to bear the truth.
Right, right.
And this is what Light Brother do.
Right.
We bearing the truth. Although the truth may not sound enlightening to other nations and other people because they don't have the understanding,
mm-hmm.
but yet we still bearing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You see? We enlighten our nation of things that the hidden manna, which is the truth. Mm-hmm. Blueprint number two.
Right.
You see, and we ought to be in accordance to these things that Messiah did. And that's why I say a blueprint number two.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And what he's saying is this. Okay. Messiah didn't minister to all of Israel.
Right.
He ministered to the ones who was unwise and the ones who was wise. Only light for them would be able to see the hidden matter, you know what I'm saying, and overstand beyond what the parables were saying. That's why he said he came to minister to the children, you know what I'm saying, the ones that would hear his voice. You know, he was talking to light brethren specifically, you know what I'm saying, but also to rest of Israel too, but not to the context of like the disciples. That was another whole type of bread and manna that he was speaking to those specific brothers. That's why he came to teach those light brothers, give them instructions and send them out and teach them how to teach. And that's why I said he must leave so the comforter can come. The comforter is the physician. And she was going to teach the light brother when Messiah leaves in the physical. The comforter will be here in the spiritual. Yo, because when he was here, he had the comforter on him, which was the Holy Spirit. And now the Holy Spirit is here teaching us. Like my brother Jeff said, she is instructing us and helping us receive the instructions that Messiah has given us.
Right, brother. Now, you said something powerful. She, you see,
right.
She.
Right.
Not he, she. You know, our nation, a lot of our nation don't know the Spirit is a she. And we'll fight you on that, brother.
Right.
You see?
Right.
But like I said, see, like I read at John 18:37, to bear witness, I said, to bear witness the truth.
Right.
This is the truth that we're talking about.
That's right.
You see?
And when you say light, when you say Holy Spirit, excuse me, brother, mm-hmm. when you say Holy Spirit and people can't receive that Holy Spirit as a woman, you don't say that tell you if you're a light brother or not, or a light sister, because that's one of the prerequisites. That's like one-on-one for a light brother. If you don't know the Holy Spirit is a female, you might as well go somewhere and sit down and go and watch the Gentile videos. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't, you can never be a light brother without understanding that the Holy Spirit is a female. So if you can't receive that, get on above this video.
Right. You see? And that's what we're talking about. You know, when we, because see, we've been duped. We've been taught everything wrong, you see. So when the light comes,
tell them
what's
Peter that?
Said.
Tell them Peter said. What Peter said. Everything is what?
Everything is upside down.
Right.
Yeah, everything is upside down. It's backwards, upside down. Right. So when the light comes and shed light on it, you're like, what is this? Hey, you know, but it's a harsh reality sometimes. It's a harsh reality. But anyway, get back. You know, I want to go to blueprint number three, something else Messiah left. Okay, at Ephesians 3:7-9. Now listen to what it reads. It says, where I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of the heavenly forefather given unto me by the effectual working of his power unto me, who I am less than the least of all saints, is the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mysteries from which the beginning of the word of the world has been hid in the heavenly forefather, who created all things by Messiah the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now see,
mm-hmm.
it's letting you know. Mm-hmm. We just finished talking about the hidden mysteries, the hidden manna.
Right.
See, Messiah said he came to reveal these mysteries.
Right.
You see,
right.
Just blueprint number four.
Right.
We are telling you about these hidden mysteries. We're showing you, we're giving you references. We're doing the same thing Messiah did. We're following in his footsteps.
Right.
We're following the blueprint.
Right.
There is a blueprint to all of this.
Right.
And this is where it leads us. This is the road it leads us mm-hmm. now. You know, but we have the you know, the blueprint to get us to where we need to go,
right,
and the blueprint to help us to do these things,
right,
revealing these mysteries,
right,
you see, blueprint. That's how you know, the light brother is following in Messiah's footsteps,
exactly, exactly,
through the blueprint and the things he did, brother.
Right. And he's exactly right. Messiah, he make it clear. The way he talk and what the things he say, that hidden matter, only light brother can hear it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you read the Gnostic text, it'll tell you clearly. He said, I only came back for the light brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, they are the ones. See what I'm saying? Instructions,
mm-hmm,
that only we understand. See, everybody think Messiah going to come back and do the gathering. He not. He the overseer. You know what I'm saying? He's going to put his hands in a couple of things, but the main task, he coming to oversee the work, make sure it's done right by light button. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he said, I'm teaching them because they going to actually do the physical work of gathering the chosen children. You know what I'm saying? I'll be the overseer. You know what I'm saying? When I come, they'll be already done gathered everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what he's saying. He instructed us, and right now we in training in the physical body, being prepared for the spiritual work. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Our great work is just about to begin, but
mm-hmm,
we just in training right now. Like my brother said,
right,
we are receiving the blueprint of the instructions.
Right. You see, right now we instructed in this physical reality. Like my brother always say, this world is like brother's training ground.
Right. Right.
This is the training ground to something greater that
right,
we're going to do. And I will get to that.
Right.
I'm about to get to that
right,
in a minute.
Right.
But for now, just reading different things Messiah did, and when he was in the reality that we are in now,
right,
the blueprint of things he did in this reality,
right,
you know, to show that, okay, like, brother, this is what you have to do. That is what you got to do.
Exactly.
So now, once we do this, then I'll talk a little later about where we're going.
Right.
Okay? Now, I want to also acknowledge, again, if it's anyone out there can hear our voice, feel free to give us a call. All lines are open. The number is 845-261-9966. Okay. Now I want to read you something. Also, now is Matthew's 14:14-21. Now listen what Messiah did here. And I'm going to show you in reference how we do it now and how we will do it later. Okay, it says, and Messiah went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he heard their sick. And when it was the evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place at the time, and now past sent multitudes away, and they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Messiah said to them, they need not to depart. Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. And he took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and looked up to heaven and blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and his disciples to the multitudes. And they did all eat. They were filled. They took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they had eaten where about 5,000 men besides women and children. Okay. Blueprint number 5. Now, we know that Messiah fed the hungry. He
right,
fed the poor.
Right.
You see, he didn't want them to go away.
Right.
So he continued to minister them so they could be fed and eaten so they can be comfortable because they were hungry.
Right.
But it was in a desert, you
right,
see, where it was no food. They only had 5 bread.
Right.
So Messiah used spiritual powers.
Right.
Now, light brother will be granted spiritual powers later. So we can help our nation. And we can, but right now we feeding our nation the word. We feeding the Messiah right now to fill them up. But it's going to come a time where we will have the power to feed them physically,
mm-hmm,
if needed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, once light brother is transformed, then we will have that same spiritual power that Messiah used to feed our nation.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, We can only feed you the hidden manna, the word, you know, and fill you up spiritually because we don't have our spiritual power yet.
Right, right.
You see?
Right. So basically what he's saying in a nutshell is this. Our job is to feed the masses with the physical food and also the light brother with the spiritual food. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has their talent and their order. You know what I'm saying? So some go, not going to receive the scripture when they say serve me in spirit and truth. They just going to continue to believe the Bible carnally. You know what I'm saying? And that just how it's set up. Some, every man to his order. So that's basically what you're doing. You have to feed the physical body as well as the spiritual body.
You're right, brother. And see, and that's what I'm talking about. You see how everything goes in harmony with each other. It goes in harmony. You feed the spiritual first, and then you feed your physical body. It's a balance in everything that we do. We get that balance from Messiah. Messiah was balanced, you see. Now I'm gonna take you into what we call the spiritual reality. And what happens, this is why Light Brothers started on this world, you know, our ministry and everything. Now listen to this. Now, I'm at the Keys of Enoch, page 131, 1-4. Again, this is the Keys of Enoch, page 131, 1-4. Now listen how this reads. It says, man functioning as a thinking membrane between star systems, which govern star orbits of light and birth of new planetary systems within a river of crystal. At some point, the vehicle of man will begin to freely adapt through planetary migrations into greater oracle relationships of universal intelligence operating through many worlds of the Adam cabin. A time will soon come when man must enter a new galactic shell of a larger gravitation spectrum. This happens when a solar civilization undergoes severe magnetic and gravitational changes upon entering the electromagnetic null zone. It is an immediate universe. Enoch told me that at this time, the higher evolution will communicate knowledge to man to prepare him for the exodus. Let me say that again. To communicate knowledge to man to prepare him for an exodus as his planet begins to experience geographical upheavals and the release of neutral matter from the core of the sun. Now, the reason that I read that, now see, Light Brother is going to do greater things.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's speaking about star systems governing orbits mm-hmm. of light, you mm-hmm. see, going into new planetary systems,
mm-hmm.
you see. But first, before we do that, we have to do this work.
Right.
Now we're going into greater work.
Right.
Now we're going into, you know, different star systems, different worlds. We become Adam Cadden. We got spiritual power. You know what I'm saying? It speaks about a solar civilization
right.
that's going to take a change.
Right.
See, this is the greater work that Light Brother is going to
right.
do. But before we get to the greater work, we got to do our earthly duties first to make sure that we are capable of doing this spiritual, a higher work that's going to take place in the upper eons, brother.
Exactly. Now, look, I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Man, my brother done bust y'all in the dang head just now. You know what I'm saying? Now, like he was just saying, these are physical blueprints that we must write behind Messiah. Now, our Messiah said, we shall do what he did, but greater. Now, the reason why we said that this is hidden manna, verse 217, is because of this specific point my brother just brought out. And it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? So, understand what he's saying. Now, the reason why we said earlier that Messiah is talking specifically to a specific group of people, which are light brethren, that are not like other brothers. We are a nation born within a nation, and our own nation, Israel, knew us not. Now, listen to this right here, what my brother just said. Now, I'm going to add on to what he just read to show you that, like I said a little couple minutes earlier, that Messiah said he not going to save the world in the sense of it's going to be light brothering.
Mm-hmm.
Us, the disciples, listen to this. I'm going to go down to five. Now, listen to this and say, these changes will also be turned with the release of neutral matter, meaning volcanoes, eruptions, lava. Just like it's happening right now. It's already done started. You know what I'm saying? Matter within the core of the earth, volcanoes, which has been the cause of cataclysm and catastrophic upheavals during the previous. So the earth during Adam Cadman time, it was already in its dimension, and we were able to have spiritual powers. So it's seen it's going to go back to that dimension again. But this is the blessing of what my brother is talking about. What are you talking about? Life. Six, to prevent complete destruction of the physical creation, the high evolutionary manually cooperating with spiritual man, see, will reprogram man to go beyond his terrestrial cubic, I mean his body, functioning, manifesting in terms of orbital spin and what he feels to be a gravity consent. So what he's saying is he gonna change the rotation of the earth and the level of the earth on another dimension where we gonna change our physical aspects from the physical aspect we are on a physical man. We have no spiritual powers till we gonna go up to ability where he gonna change our DNA, RNA, so we can be spiritual men, meaning pre-mortal men, to do the work and change us so we can be spiritual men and do the things that Messiah done on another high level. Because that's how we're going to have these extra powers when the earth going to another dimension or the null zone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that man, I'm going to tell you, man, my brother, man, he brought regular scripture into spiritual scripture. Those are the different two laws, the physical law and the spiritual law being intertwined together to make the pre-mortal men. Look at this.
Right, brother. You see, and that's why we have to, we do everything in a physical aspect first, and then we do the spiritual aspect as far as doing our work.
Right.
You see, we manifest in the physical, but we're going to also manifest in the spiritual.
Right.
You see, but we got to start in the physical.
Right.
Because this is why we came down here.
Right. Right. Now, that's why I said the work got to be done in the physical.
Right. So I'm going to read you something else. From, again, from the Keys of Enoch. Now, listen to this. 132, page 132 and 133 is verse 24 to 26. Now, listen to this. It says, at the time of this ascension, a pillar of light established a light zone around a given life space. The light zone is used to prepare a selected intelligent life transit into another mansion world of life experience. The placing of the light zone generally takes place before a cosmic wave bombarded between immediately prior to entering a null zone. If a null zone is not present, it is produced because it is necessary to part the fabric of the atonement of the lower heavens.
Right.
So what is that telling you?
Right.
Is telling you that there is going to be a transitioning of light. Now, and that's us, light brother. Light brother is when we go to these other different places, there is intelligent life that we will be able to communicate and use our power to make this light work according to what we needed to do.
Exactly.
You see,
exactly.
This is transitioning from the physical into the spiritual.
Right.
You see, light brothers.
Right.
See, that's why this work down here got to be done. But when we get transitioned into the spiritual realm, this spiritual work is going to be done by us too.
Right.
Miracles,
right.
You see.
Right.
Miracles, brother.
Right, right. Now, like I said, you know, my brother, right. So basically what he's saying is when we change into spiritual man, we going to control all the elements. That's what Messiah said in the Nag Hammadi. He said we're going to be able to control and use the elements many times as we please. So we're going to be control all the elements on the earth. And like I said, we volunteered to come here to do this work. I'm in the Corbin Bible. Now, this is one of the light brothers said before he came down. He said, when I heard my faith, that the angel told him, he said, I asked for a smooth path and success, and my plea was rejected. Yet, from that day, I came to love life as never before. From the day I was a lover of truth, now I no longer have my trust in the world. So what he's saying is, life, brother, we come out of the world.
Right.
We seek the truth from the spiritual realm. You know what I'm saying? So like my brother said, man, we're going to be transformed and we're going to control all the elements. And now they tell you it's four elements, but it's five.
Mm-hmm.
You got air, water, land, and fire. They don't tell you about the fifth one, which is ether. It's the one that control all of them, that make them do what they do.
Right.
We're going to control all these five elements down here. And I'm telling you, man, right. It's going to be a blessing.
And ether is not only a gas, but it is an element
right.
that you can control to make things happen.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know,
right.
We think of ether as gas, but it's more than gas.
Right.
It's a controlled substance that makes things happen. The ether.
Yes, 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 it is.
So I'm just giving you light.
Yeah.
Giving you light.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, because see that's what happened when you have the spirit or the Shekinah. The Shekinah teaches and unravels these mysteries. You know, they're constantly mysteries.
Yeah.
But my point is to show you exactly the pattern, the blueprint. See, this is a blueprint that Messiah left for us,
yes.
so we can transition
yes.
into the higher spiritual being
yes.
and consciousness, and
yes.
become the creator gods that we are.
Yes.
Now, I'm sorry, we you know, it's getting in at the end of this program, so we're gonna have to end this program. And if it's the Heavenly Forefathers, we'll be back next week, hopefully on time to do it again. You know, but I want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, thank Messiah, and thank our Earthly Mother for giving us the wherewithal to continue to do another show like this. Well, my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel. And we thank our brother Yaquab for being healed and blessed once again.
Well, we want to thank you, and hopefully we'll be back next week and with the Heavenly Father's last call. So on that, I say shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, you came out.
Man, what a message. What a message. My goodness, what? Damn, that joke. Oh, what are you doing?